speaker. It's the first of our international speakers of this evening. Nikos from Greece. The Greek working class has faced an enormous wave of attacks recently. Really, you know, we've talked about it as akin to Thatcherism on speed. But those attacks have been met with huge struggles. But also, not only struggles, strikes and protests, but through that process, the need, as Tony has spoken about, the need for a political party to represent workers who are fighting back has become clear. And our sister section in Greece, which I think is called Sakinema, has been to the forefront of making the case for a democratic party, for a socialist party, and a party of struggle. And Nikos, who is a member of Sakinema, is also a member of the National Coordinating Committee of the new left formation that has come out of these struggles. And he'll say the name of it. But what it is, is a left coalition that involves many socialist and left groups. It involves Trotskyists, involves Maoists, Euro-communists and Greens. So he's going to describe that process and what's going on in Greece. But before that, we've got a bit of a treat, which is a clip that Nikos has put together, which gives a flavour of those struggles and a foretaste of things to come in Greece.
Last month we have seen a medieval type scandal rocking Greece. It's about this scandal led to the resignation of two of our ministers, and there are more to come. And this scandal is about a monastery where the monks there were turned it into a real estate agency. Now, what they did is they claimed that they owned a lake and then sold its water back to the state, and they got land, billions worth of land in different tourist areas when they sold and built tourist places and hotels. So it was all over the news, monks with three mobile phones and fancy cars and GPS systems in order to see, you know, where they had its place. So you can imagine how much anger did this create in a society like the Greek society, in which 2 million people, 2 out of 10 million people, live under the poverty line, in which price hikes and the lowering of wages, the lowering of real wages, is so big that it has created a huge anger among society, and all this happening even before the crisis hits the Greek economy. Now, we can find, if we read Trotsky's The Theory of Permanent Revolution, we can find an explanation why the Greek capitalist class cannot break its links with the clergy and all these monks which gather around and steal a lot of money from the state. And we can read there that only the working class can end the exploitation and liberate Greek society. And that's what the working class did in Greece. The working class, well, it didn't do a revolution, but the working class has come to the forefront of Greek politics the last 2 years, as you have seen in the video. And these years we have seen the biggest movements and more determined movements since the start, the beginning of the 90s. We have seen battles with determination, we have seen battles with huge combativeness, and we have seen struggles that lasted 4 and 6 weeks. The basic, the most important of all the things we saw in Greece in the last 2 years was the Moody society was in favor of a change, in favor of the struggles. There were 80% in the polls in favor of the struggles, and actually you could feel it in the air if you went out on the streets. When we do campaigning, war and leafleting, we can see that something has changed in Greek society. Now, these struggles, the struggles we saw the last 2 years, were defeated. And we have to question why they were defeated. What was missing from the situation and all these combative struggles couldn't win? There were two things missing, basically. The first of all, was a combative trade union leadership. The trade union leaders were dragged kicking and screaming in order to call these strikes. And the second thing that we lack is a political party which could unite, which could coordinate and give a perspective to these struggles. Now, this was not only a conclusion from our part, from our organization part, it was a conclusion by a big layer in society. The need for political representation came to the front. And this turned the interest into politics. All this defeat, the defeat we had in the industrial plan turned into an interest in politics. And the last year we have, since the elections happened on September 2007, 1 year ago. All this year we have a very big political crisis of the whole political system and the establishment parties in Greece. Now, the new development that we have is that the new democracy, the right-wing government, is falling in public opinion polls, but the social democracy is also falling. So we have both parties of the establishment lowering their influence in society. The Stalinist CP is stagnant and it is in solitude. It can't play at all. Cannot. And that's when we have Syriza, which is that's a name. it is, as explained, a coalition of different parties, which has emerged as something new, as something that can play a role in Greek politics. Now, a lot of people place their hopes in Syriza. And this was shown by the rise in public opinion surveys. Syriza has got up to 18% of the support in public opinion polls. And at one point it was the only party that had growing support in the population. And it is also shown in the streets, in where in all the mobilizations and in all the interventions we do, we find that people say, we support you, go forward, etc. So as you can understand, the tasks that are placed on Syriza are huge. Because it has to move forward, it has to take bold steps to the left in order not to betray all these hopes that people have placed on this new formation. Now, if you imagine that 18%, 10% means that people ask you, what will you do to solve our problems? Now, we give you our support, but what will you do to solve our everyday problems? And Syriza, this new party, has to have an answer in this question. And what we say, what we argue about inside this formation, is that you cannot tell lies. You cannot tell lies to people. You cannot say we will solve a problem governing inside the capitalist. You have to say that the only solution to the problem of the facing the Greek population now is outside this catastrophic system, as we have seen, as we have graphically seen in the crisis which is unfolding now. And we say that in order to do this, in order to reach out to further layers of the population and tell them how is Syriza is going to solve its problems, it has to have a socialist program. And that's when it starts to get controversial inside this formation. That's a point that we cannot agree with other organizations. And there's a big discussion, internal discussions, this time in Syriza about the question of the program. Now, our organization in Greece, along with others, support the idea of a socialist program, and we have waged a battle inside this discussion, and we have played a crucial and leading role in this discussion. Because we believe that if Syriza, if this new party adopts a socialist program, this will be taken very good by society. The working class will greet it with enthusiasm, and it will allow this. It's the only way that Syriza can play a crucial role in the development in the coming years. Now, of course, there is the opposite tendency. There are people who say that we cannot talk of socialism right now. There are people who say that this is for later. Now we have to discuss some practical measures. And these people are not, they don't say we are reformists. They say we are revolutionaries. And that's the hidden part of reformist. But what we say is, it doesn't matter the name, it doesn't matter how you call yourself. It's an issue of some crucial points. Are you for nationalization? Are you for renationalization? Are you for workers' control? Are you for the taxing of the big capital? And the answer to this question will determine that if Syriza will lead the masses forward. Now, as you can tell, we have interesting and important times in Greece, and the times that we now are going through will shape things, will shape the course of things in the next years. And we plan to play an important role in these developments. Thank you.